We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Monday morning, 31 degrees. The injection of wastewater into underground wells by oil and gas producers has been stopped or reduced in the area where a magnitude 4.2 earthquake struck in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission Friday directed disposal wells within 3 miles of the quake's epicenter to stop operations, and those from 3 to 10 miles of the epicenter to reduce volume by at least 50%. There were no injuries or damage reported from the quake that occurred Friday morning near Manchester along the Oklahoma-Kansas state line.
The average U.S. price of regular-grade gasoline jumped 14 cents a gallon during the past couple of weeks to $2.64, and that's the highest price on average since January of 2020. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg telling us where the highest and lowest averages are.
Houston's mayor calls for changing some practices in Texas when it comes to energy distribution.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says the winter disaster across Texas showed the weakness of the state's Electric Reliability Council.
It's designed primarily for the summer heat and not necessarily for a winter event.
On CBS Face the Nation, Turner added the unpredictability of climate change means Texas must change its system.
Right now, we have a closed grid. We can't get generation from outside of the state because of our system.
Turner says he filed a bill to change the system a decade ago when he was in the state legislature. The bill was never heard. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Meatpacking plants have been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, yet thousands of workers at southwestern Kansas meat plants are still waiting to hear when they'll be vaccinated.
The Kansas News Service reported that the wait is frustrating for workers who have watched college faculty, first responders, and postal workers get their vaccines. And as Kansas launched a program to get a first dose into the arms of every school worker by early April, meatpacking plants have been the state's third largest source of COVID-19 outbreaks, topped only by long-term care facilities and correctional centers. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
David Inklar, president of Wichita's Fraternal Order of Police, tells KNSS News it's frustrating that police officers have not yet been able to receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
Wichita Police Department is the largest police department in the state of Kansas with 706 commissioned officers. Officers are in and out of residences every day. We make thousands of contacts a week, tens of thousands of contacts a yearly. We want to obviously protect ourselves, but we also want to protect the community. We don't want to be unintentional spreaders of COVID-19.
David Inklar, guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night here on KNSS.
College students who lost class time or were forced into online classes because of the pandemic could have some of their tuition refunded under a measure Kansas lawmakers are debating.
A House panel amended the state's higher education budget to require the colleges, community colleges, and technical schools reimburse students for 50% of the tuition paid every day they spent online instead of in the classroom. The amendment would reimburse at 100% for days that students missed class entirely, the Kansas City Star reporting. Using federal relief funds, colleges have already refunded students some fees for lost housing and food services. Any further refunds would involve thousands of students and could further further harm budgets. Though an exact cost is unknown, it would likely run into the millions, stretching a proposed budget that already assumes a 5.5% cut in higher education.
Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. In just 1 week's time, we've gone from one extreme to the other, to brutally cold to almost spring-like. And that weather is going to continue for the next couple of days. Sunshine and breezy, around 61 for the high this afternoon. With a clear sky tonight, our low in the low 30s, then windy on Tuesday with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, few clouds, 31 degrees, west wind at 7 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Stephen Tidd of the morning here on KNSS. And it's Monday. That means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
It's I was kind of excited to see the old library building being put to some good use now. Going to be the vaccination center for the city, moving over from Intrust. How about that?
Yeah, it's going to provide a lot more opportunity, I think, to get folks in and out safely, to make sure that, you know, we have that enough room to expand. Because not only do we have the library, we got the whole parking lot, whole area right now with Century 2 not in use. We just have a lot of space we can utilize. And the place is, it's a really nice building. You know, I think that a lot of us remember going in when it had bookshelves, and you know, it kind of hid the architecture, the huge windows, really cool space.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I don't know much about architecture, but with all the wide open with the glass, so you can, you like, you're indoors, outdoors, kind of like Frank Lloyd Wright almost would design something like that. That's the way he did things. But it that's a great building. I'd like to see.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now this week, you got a city council meeting tomorrow. And as I understand, you're going to approve some U.S. Treasury Rental Assistance Program money. Folks are going to be getting some assistance there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, if I don't, well, I'm choking my coffee. live on your radio show here. So we actually have an amazing person working in our housing department, and we have she secured, I think, $12 million that is going to go into rental assistance for folks who have been affected through the coronavirus. And really, by affected through the coronavirus issue, we're talking economically. We're pretty low bar stuff. Like, did you lose hours because of the coronavirus? Did you have to pay extra money for childcare? Stuff that a lot of folks did experience. And we just opened up the portal for applications. I think that's happening today. Which is a month earlier than the state's program, not to throw them under the bus, but we are going to do it better than they are. And, tomorrow we are voting. It's the consent calendar, which I think I've described as kind of just rats and cats stuff, but it's a allocation agreement with Workforce Alliance. We're actually going to put someone in Workforce Alliance to help process some of the rental assistance. It's a pretty robust program, and we're hoping to get as many Wichitans the help that they need when it comes to rental assistance, but also, more importantly, just getting people, you know, where they need to be. So when we bounce back from this COVID pandemic, we can do so where people will be at, you know, have their strongest position going forward.
So if somebody is out there saying, I want to get in on this, this rental assistance sounds great. What do they do? What is their action plan there? They go to the webpage? What?
Yeah, go to Wichita.gov and look for our housing department. There will be pretty much it will show you what you need to find out if you qualify. You do have to verify, of course, that you have had economic hardship because of the coronavirus. I think for a lot of folks that's pretty easy. You can just kind of show your check stubs or any increase in expenses. So we do verify. It's not, no one's just handing out checks, of course, but they will walk you through it. We have some, we are bringing in new staff for this as well. It's going to be a pretty robust program. Again, it's $12.5 million. And to put that in context, last year we spent $12 million total on all social services. And a year before, it was $2 million. So This is just money coming in from the feds. We're not taking it out of our general fund, which means it's not coming from our anything else we do as a state. It's federal money that's being processed through the city of Wichita. But because we have incredible staff, it's going to be utilized really in a smart way, really with a center on or a focus on customer service, trying to get the word out, making sure that folks who might have never thought that they would qualify for any program but really had a down year last year or even this year to look into it so that, you know, we don't want people draining their savings accounts or being economically in a disadvantaged position when, you know, when things open back up.
Well, personally, you know, some of us have not been economically impacted by this thing, and thank God for that in so many cases. But there are people who have had some problems, and we understand that. You know, it's something that I want to ask you about today is that we're looking at getting the vaccination, and I'm going to get the shot here, I think, in a few days. And but there are still like 30% of the population say, nope, not going to do it. Do you think we can get this thing licked without having that 30% coming on board?
Yeah, I think that 30% is, well, likely not all of them, of course, but I think that a chunk of those folks will come around because we are seeing folks in position of power, I guess, if you will, getting the vaccine. These are people that you can watch, people where if they had a bad side effect, we'd know about it. I mean, we have all of our doctors or medical experts and their staff, the vast majority of them got the vaccine. You know, these are people who are trained where if a side effect isn't supposed to be a side effect, they would be able to report on it. So I think that by the time it gets to folks like us or folks that might be holding back a little bit, the overwhelming data is going to show that this thing's safe. When it comes to, I guess, herd immunity, which is the golden standard, right? Like where pretty much we just knock this thing out. Will we get there unless we achieve, I don't know, 70 or 80%? It depends on, I guess, if you're going to asking a state level agency or a federal level agency. Yeah, I'm not sure, but we're headed in the right direction. We will be knocking these numbers out and, you know, hopefully as more vaccines become available. At this moment right now, we're about under 5% when it comes to community spread. Now, I say this stuff knowing that we have another variant kind of floating around out there that's even more contagious, right? So yeah. We still got to keep our guard up. We still need to take the vaccine when we're offered it. But for those who are holding back and kind of waiting and watching, I think that the waiting and watching is what they're seeing is in favor of, you know, the overwhelming evidence that the vaccine is safe and that, you know, we should get it.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again. We'll check with you next week, Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, Steve and Ted in the morning. Trouble for a Wichita company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up in a few minutes here with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.